So which side are you on here? I mean, in a way, the Pelicans may have screwed themselves by getting all butthurt about it. They may not get that level offer. Or do you look at the Lakers and go, hey, are you taking this seriously? Why are you insulting people?
I'm on the record as saying that I will be very surprised if at the end of this process, whenever this is, some point you think it's going to be in July, I would imagine, that the Pelicans get more than what the Lakers were just offering them.
Yep.
So, and I said at the time, like, you're not going to do better than that. And that actually was including Zubac in the trade, you know, which paid basically five young players, all of whom are good players, anywhere from a starter to a rotational player. And who knows? Some of these guys are so young, you know, you don't know if they could end up being an all-star down the road, but you're talking about five guys that can play in addition to the picks. Now, one of the problems is, and this is valid, you know, when you make an offer like that with that many players going to one place, it's virtually impossible for a team to get it done unless you start pulling third teams into the mix because you don't have the roster spots for that. And the summertime, you know, the roster's expanded 20 spots. So you can take on five guys in one trade for one player and just kind of hide them until you figure out what to do with everybody. That's not the case during the season. So I will say there is some validity to that as far as hamstringing what the Pelicans even could do if they couldn't get third teams interested and interested quickly to move some of those guys on their roster, then you can't even pull this trade off. So I think there was something to that, some validity there.
Talking to ESPN's Tim Legler. Tim, you've been through the trade deadline as a player. You understand what the emotions are about and the uneasiness that comes with the whole thing. So that leads to what's happened with the Lakers now since. Because you've got a lot of young guys who haven't been through this before who have now experienced having their name out on the trade block, and they now have to come back together for another couple months at the very least, and maybe for a playoff push. We'll find out with the Los Angeles Lakers. We've heard about Magic going to the locker room and trying to settle things down and talking to guys. Overall, do you think we underplay how much that affects guys, whether they're young guys or whether they're veterans, being a part of that?
Definitely, and I think it's even worse when you're talking about young players. Like, it's one thing if you got you know, most of these guys are veterans, been around, you know, 5-7 years. It's different. They will have probably gone through it at some point. They certainly would have been in locker rooms where this has happened, because every player, if you play long enough, you're going to go through it, whether it's yourself or a teammate. You're just going to live through that. You can handle it better. You can cope better. You're talking about guys this age that last year got a lot of freedom, a lot of responsibility. They felt like their careers were ascending, they're taking off, and everything's going well, and they go from a team that's growing together with the first-time head coach and all of that, and then overnight, LeBron James comes in, and the wind blows in a different direction now, and all of a sudden, the pressure is so amped up to win now, and now this trade comes up, and LeBron wants to, you know, you want to get another superstar to play with him, so all of these guys feel devalued. Overnight, everything changed for them. So you're talking about really young guys coping with it. Now, people say, I'll just be a pro. And I heard some of that talk. That's to me, that's just shooing something under the rug that's real. It's human nature to be affected by this stuff, okay? Here's the problem for both franchises. I call it the aftermath. That's what I'm watching now, because I was down at Wells Fargo on Sunday when the Lakers played the Sixers, and that was an abominable defensive effort. I mean, you're talking about guys that now defensively, you have to have cohesion, trust. You have to care about the guy next to you. You got to care about the name of the franchise on the front of your jersey to get maximum defensive effort. There was none of that when I saw them play on Sunday. And that's because they're not connected to each other anymore. They're, you know, in some ways, some of those guys might bond around, maybe, hey, we're going to be teammates in New Orleans, and some of those young players, maybe they feel a little bit connected, but they're not connected to the guy that matters the most, and that's LeBron. And they're not connected anymore to their coach, and they're not connected to the Lakers. So if you don't feel that way, how are you going to go out there and give maximum effort? You can't fake it, and you can't fake chemistry. That team doesn't have any of that now. And even I saw it again against Atlanta. Atlanta had almost 70 points at halftime. The Atlanta Hawks, that's because the Los Angeles Lakers aren't putting forth the effort that you see from teams that really care about each other when they take the floor. That's what you're left with when you allow all this stuff to be out in public, that half your roster is on the trading block, and it doesn't happen. And guess what? Pelicans are going through the same thing. They got a guy now that's going through the motions, jogging up and down the floor, insisting that he wants to play, even though it's completely not in the best interest of the organization to do it, and the league wants you know, make sure that that player is protected. So they're running him out there every night. You see what he did the other night? 1 for 9, jogging up and down the floor. He's going to play again tonight here in about 45 minutes against the Oklahoma City Thunder. It'll be more of the same. So this is the aftermath when trades don't happen, and it's human nature for the Lakers players to be reacting the way that they are. They don't feel emotionally invested in the Lakers anymore. And as a result, you get this. And so it's going to be very difficult in my mind for that team to win enough games to make the postseason.